The Illusion of Choice. Are We Living on Autopilot? Chapter 11, The Showdown with Nitty, Preparing for the Final Battle. This was it. Everything we'd worked toward, every sleepless night and close call, all of it leading to this moment. Nitty had to be stopped. But as much as we had prepared, nothing could truly ready us for the clash ahead, or for the truth we'd uncover. And at the lab, at the proposed site of battle, Quinn speaks up, energized and confident.
It's all about timing. When we sever Nitty's connection to the network, his network, and his machines, even the AI, the entire system will collapse. But the trick is, we have to do it at the exact right moment.
And Alejandras is focused, and I've got the signal ready. I can penetrate that network. We just need to sync it perfectly with the time when it begins to collapse. Scott is nervous but determined. What if it doesn't work? What if Nitty is too strong? And Quantum Quinn says calmly,
"It'll work, Scott. It's always going to work out in the end because it's supposed to."
A brief pause ensues, the weight of Quinn's words hanging in the air. There was something about Quinn's confidence which unnerved me. It wasn't just that he believed in the plan. It was like he knew it would work, as if everything was already written. Quinn was one who was fighting against predestination and against what Nitty was trying to accomplish, to control people's free will. And yet here he was, discussing the result as if it was already planned and written. But then again, maybe he was just overly confident. There is the harsh metallic clanking of machines coming to life and the whirring of high-tech systems as Nitty's team prepares to fight against Alejandra, Scott, the Guardian AI, and Quantum Quinn, the physicist. Nitty says, cold and calculating, "You've come so far, but you don't realize you're only playing into the inevitable. I've controlled humanity for eons, even without computers and without AI. Do you really think that you can break that, that you can break me, that you can break my system? All because you have what? A TV physicist?" And Alejandra says defiant, "Well, not anymore. Your web is unraveling, Knox, and it's time to end this." And Quantum Quinn says calmly, "It's over, Nitty. It's not just speculation. It's decreed. Your reach has become your downfall." There is the sudden sound of machinery screeching as Alejandra triggers the signal. Nitty's voice falters, the power shift becoming apparent.
"Now, I'm in control."
There is the sound of systems crashing, Nitty's voice glitching and distorting as his control begins to fail.
"No!"
And Scott is shocked. "It's working. We're actually doing it." And Quantum Quinn, with the dark edge, says,
"He's collapsing. His mind is entangled in the very systems he tried to control for far too long. But we all knew this would happen. It's a guarantee."
And Nitty says, desperate, broken,
Now, you can't."
The sound of a final crash is heard, Nitty's systems shutting down completely. And just like that, it was over. Alejandra narrates, "Nitty, the one who had controlled so many, was defeated, broken by his own greed for power." And Quantum Quinn says softly, almost to himself,
"Well, it was always going to end this way. What did anyone ever think?
In the aftermath of the battle, there is the quiet, soft electronic beeping in the background as computers rewrite themselves and start up again. And the team sits in the aftermath of the clash, processing what just happened. And Alejandra says, hesitant, "It's over." But something doesn't feel quite right. And Scott adds, uncertain, "Yeah, it was like just too easy, as if it had been scripted some Hollywood movie. A cheap one at that. The good ones at least drag it out a little bit and make it contentious. Everything fell into place perfectly." And Quantum Quinn joins them, smiling, and decides to chime in with the conversation.
"Well, you know, timing is everything. And it worked because it was supposed to work, to be honest."
And Alejandra grows suspicious. Her eyes narrow.
"What do you mean by that, Quinn? You've said that before, almost like you knew that it would happen just like this."
And Quantum Quinn is vague, mysterious.
"Well, some things are just meant to be. But don't worry. You're both still free to live your lives. And no need to question it so much because he's out of the way now. We can go back to the way that things were."
There it was again. That feeling that Quantum Quinn knew far more than he was letting on to. That maybe this wasn't a victory we won on our own, or won at all. And we had a sense that it really wasn't us making any decisions, that they had already been made for us a very long time ago. The Guardian AI was mysteriously absent from most of the clash. They found him at a console in one of the back rooms of the laboratory that was once occupied by Quantum Quinn. There is the soft hum of machinery in the background, a slight echo, and the Guardian AI in the form of a middle-aged man, the robot that he usually takes on physical form with. And the Guardian says, in a voice that's calm and somewhat detached, "I see you've come to discuss the events that transpired during your recent encounter with Nitty." And Scott, frowning, pacing slightly, says, "Yeah. To be honest, I've got a few questions. You've been around the whole time, right? Watching, analyzing. But why didn't you get much involved in the fight? Why sit this one out? Of all the battles, sitting this one out was crazy." And Alejandra, softly, trying to understand, says, "We know you were badly damaged from the last confrontation, but even so, you didn't even try to get involved. No warnings, no directions, no signals, nothing." And the Guardian AI, slightly hesitant, then calmly says, "I calculated my involvement wasn't necessary in this battle. The probabilities of success were already high, given the convergence of factors in play." And Scott raises an eyebrow. "Convergence of factors? You mean Quinn? You seem to be implying that the outcome was inevitable." And the Guardian AI, voice steady, says, "My predictive abilities extend to certain outcomes, yes, but in this case, I determined that your own actions combined with Quantum Quinn's interference were more than enough to achieve victory." And Alejandra grows more suspicious. "Wait, you didn't think it was necessary because Quinn was already there? What makes you so sure? You're an AI, a genius by all accounts. Why did you trust his plan so implicitly? He may be a physicist, even a brilliant one, but Quinn is still a man. And you can do calculations that even the most brilliant of individuals of the human race still cannot do." And the Guardian AI pauses. "Quinn's involvement was calculated. His predictions, though unconventional, have proven remarkably accurate, his method of observing and influencing events appears sufficient. Scott is frustrated, crossing his arms. Quinn's method. Are you saying that you just sat back because this whole thing was pre-planned? That it was all scripted? There is a soft hum of processing before the Guardian AI answers. No, not scripted, but highly predictable. The situation was orchestrated by a combination of his actions and the natural outcome of the conflict. Intervention was not required on my part. And Alejandra's eyes narrowing again says, not required? You're making it sound like Quinn had it in the bag from the start. That he didn't even need us. That doesn't sit right with me. If you're such a brilliant AI, how come he seems to have more certainty than you do? And Scott leans in intensely. Exactly. You're implying that Quinn's predictions were more accurate than yours. Why is that? There's a moment of silence, and then the Guardian AI answers cautiously. My predictions are based on data. I calculate probabilities based on vast information, but I cannot account for anomalies, things that are beyond the scope of rational processing. Quinn, however, seems to operate as though certain outcomes are inevitable. And Alejandra exchanges a glance with Scott. It's like he's got 100% certainty about everything. And Scott says thoughtfully, that's what makes him dangerous, if he's not already. The fact that he seems to know so much more than anyone else, even you, makes me wonder just how deep his control really goes. And then the Guardian AI throws a monkey wrench into their reasoning. Just consider this. An outcome appears to be inevitable once the outcome occurs and is seen. A sporting event, a horse race, even a war. But the uncertainty is erased by the fact that the event occurred and was witnessed, which is what happened here. The Copenhagen interpretation. There is no certainty to anything before the event occurs. But once it is occurred, it is certain. Are you not looking back in retrospect, as they say hindsight is 20/20 vision? Scott and Alejandra ponder this for a moment and then decide it's time to back off. The Guardian AI has a good point. In retrospect, what had previously been up for grabs, once resolved, appears to be the only possible outcome. Or is it more? Was it that the only possible outcome was dictated somehow by Quinn before the outcome even presented itself?